Listening Library presents A to Z Animal Mysteries No. 4, Dolphin Detectives, by Ron Roy and Kayla Whaley. Read for you by Keeler Lee. Chapter 1. The sun was warm and the breeze was cool out on the Atlantic Ocean. Abigail Abby Wallace sat at the front of a sleek white boat called the Seahawk. She watched the glassy waves as they moved through the water. In most boats, the sides were too high for her to see over them from her wheelchair, but the Seahawk had clear sides, perfect for her to see out of.
"Oh, I'm gonna be sick," Lydia said.
Lydia was one of Abby's best friends. She was kneeling on the bench and leaning over the side of the boat. She took several long, deep breaths.
"The boat's barely even rocking," Lydia's twin brother Daniel replied. "So dramatic."
Despite his teasing, he rubbed soothing circles on his sister's back.
"Don't you two come out here a lot with your mom?" Abby asked. "And you still get seasick?"
The twins' mom, Dr. Maribel Herrera, was a marine biologist. The Seahawk was her boat. She mostly studied ocean plants, not animals. Still, Abby thought that was just about the coolest job a person could have. When Dr. Herrera wasn't working, she often came out on the water in the Seahawk for sightseeing, like this weekend. She had invited the kids to join her today and tomorrow. Abby had been excited all week.
"I come out with her sometimes," Daniel said, "but Lydia usually stays home with Dad."
Lydia stood without being sick, thankfully.
"I couldn't stay home this time, though. And maybe miss seeing some baby dolphins? Are you kidding? I can handle a little seasickness for..."
Her eyes widened, and she leaned over again for some heavy breathing. Daniel didn't look concerned, so Abby didn't worry too much.
"Mom has not been able to take the boat out a lot since her promotion last year," Daniel said. "She hasn't even been doing field work lately."
No field work? Abby imagined going from working in the ocean every day to working in an office with no ocean at all. How awful.
"She must miss it," Abby said.
She looked back toward the bridge where Dr. Herrera was steering the boat. Daniel nodded. Lydia stood straight again. She pulled a peppermint from the pocket of her jeans. She unwrapped the candy and popped it in her mouth. After a minute, she looked a little better. The longer they sailed, the better Lydia felt. As Uncle Walker would say, she had gotten her sea legs under her. That was a relief. Dolphins were Lydia's favorite animal. Her school binders were covered with pictures of dolphins. She had read about 100 books on dolphins. She even had a whole bookshelf full of dolphin plushies. Abby knew how much she'd been looking forward to this. It would be sad if she didn't get to enjoy it because of an upset stomach.
"We aren't late, are we?" Lydia asked. "The dolphins haven't left yet, right?"
Dr. Herrera came up behind them and smoothed her hand over Lydia's head. Lydia startled, but she quickly wrapped her arm around her mom's waist and hugged her.
"They haven't even gotten here yet," Dr. Herrera said, picking up the nearby anchor before tossing it overboard. "My coworker who studies this pod said they usually swim this way in the early afternoon, so we have plenty of time to get ready."
"Get ready how?" Abby asked.
Dr. Herrera held up three fingers and said, "Seating, snacks, sunscreen." Lydia ran into the cabin and came back with pillows piled high in her arms. Daniel helped his mom peel oranges and slice apples and pears. And Abby directed everyone to apply a fresh coat of SPF 30. A pair of binoculars hung around each of their necks. Now they just had to wait for the stars of the show to arrive. It didn't take long for Lydia to jump up and start pacing the deck with impatience. As if she could read her daughter's mind, Dr. Herrera said, "They'll be here soon."
"What if we're in the wrong spot? What if they aren't coming at all? What if something happened to them?"
Lydia said. Her eyes looked watery, like she might cry just at the thought. That was when Abby heard them. A whistle, somewhere off to their left, was carried on the sea breeze. Chapter 2.
"Listen," Abby said. "They're in that direction."
Abby pointed to a spot in the water to their left. Lydia whipped around, bringing her binoculars up to her eyes. Daniel moved closer to the edge of the boat to get a better look, too. Lydia gazed through the binoculars for a moment, then let out a squeak so high-pitched she sounded like a dolphin herself.
I see them! They're near another boat! Mom, can we get a little closer?
Dr. Herrera put down the bag of chips she'd been munching on and adjusted her sunglasses. A little. We don't want to crowd them. The kids cheered. Dr. Herrera slowly drove the Seahawk closer to the boat where the dolphins were gathered. Lydia, Daniel, and Abby looked through their binoculars as they sailed. Well, Abby tried to look through her binoculars. It was a little difficult to hold them high enough to reach her eyes, so she ended up watching without them.
Wait a minute, Lydia said.
Now they were close enough to the dolphins to see their bodies in the water without binoculars, but it was hard to make...
Sample complete. Ready to continue?